720 WGN, it's Your Money Matters here at 617. And the markets were good today, a really good day. So if you got a little extra money in your pocket, we want you to keep it. Professor Fraud here to help us out with that. He's a certified fraud examiner, professor at Governor State University. Bill Cressy, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Fraud, my favorite topic, because fraud never sleeps.
It doesn't. And speaking of sleeping, if you spend a night at a Marriott hotel, you might need to be checking your credit report right now, right?
Well, actually, it's been drilled down to one particular Marriott hotel in the state of Maryland.
Oh.
However, they got lots of information, lots of credit cards. So if you stayed in a Marriott in Maryland, be careful. But I think there's a bigger lesson here, a couple of lessons, actually. Is one, you know, it's summer, people are traveling, vacation, be careful. Your credit cards are vulnerable. And this was a case of using social engineering, where and they spearfished, you know, went after particular people at the hotel, and from looking at their social media sites, made it sound like they knew that person, and that person gave them permission to access the computer. And that's how they got the information. So one, be careful of what you post on your social media. And two, when you're traveling, keep up the protocol that hopefully everyone does, is checking your credit card statements online and your bank statements online every other day.
Wait,
because you're vulnerable.
I'm confused in how they did it. Can you explain that again, how they were able to access the information?
Okay. One of the tools the bad guys use, called spear phishing. We know what phishing is, with a PH, where
right.
You get some email that sounds good. Spear phishing is when they target particular people. So there was a great case out of Canada at a university where they were able, just by looking on the websites, figuring out the name of the people in the accounts payable department at that university, the folks that, you know, wire out lots of money. And by looking at those people's Facebook pages, Instagram, Twitter, they figured out things about, you know, when they had graduations, birthdays, anniversaries, vacations, whatever. And they would send them an email saying, hey, glad to see you're back from vacation. It sounds like it was a great time. By the way, our company has changed the bank account that you should be depositing the payments to. And this company they supposedly represented, this university sent them hundreds of thousands of dollars every month.
Whoa.
And they gave them new routing numbers for the accounts. And for over like 5 months, they were sending out this money. So well over $1 million went out. And when the company finally called them and said, hey, why have you been paying us the last 5 months? They figured out what was going on. They were able to trace the money. It went from Canada, went all over Canada to Australia, and then finally to the Seychelles Islands, which has really become the hot spot for fraudulent banking. It's
okay.
What the Caymans used to be.
But
so,
in general,
be careful.
Just be careful, yeah. Because people may have some personal information about you. That's how they get access to or make you feel vulnerable. Not vulnerable, but they know a little bit about you, so they seem more legitimate.
Right, exactly. And by sounding more legitimate, you go along with what they propose without thinking twice about it. So always be skeptical of anything any requests that you get. They should have just called the company and say, hey, we're just confirming that you changed your banking, and they would have found out they were getting defrauded.
Okay.
So, but essentially that's what happened with this Marriott. They convinced someone within their business office that they were legit and allowed them access to the computer, and then they stole, I think it was 20 gigs of customer data,
ugh,
including credit card information. Yeah.
Okay.
So several hundred people are getting notified that that they've been compromised.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've gotten that letter before, and it's never fun to get. Let's talk about a phishing scam related to, or multiple of them, related to Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, yeah. Next Tuesday, Amazon Prime Day starts, though there's, of course, sales even before then. And are you excited for Amazon Prime Day, John?
Whatever.
you shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people are, and that's what gets people in trouble. is because they get excited. One of the ways that our fraudsters use really psychology is if they find people that are excited, people will click on that mouse when they really should have taken a few moments and thought it over. So when you get these deals saying, hey, here's a pre-Amazon Prime Day, or on Amazon Prime Day, here's a special offer. While they last, you can get a big screen TV for $37, whatever. And, you want in on that, and you click it, and you give them your credit card information, and then the bad guys are off to the races with your credit card numbers. So be very careful over these next few days, because we know the fraudsters will target people during this, because they know there are so many millions of people going online participating in this event. And they do the same on Cyber Monday, or just before Cyber Monday in November, mm-hmm. because they know, so they can send out an email blast to people that has been designed to look like it came from Amazon or one of the big retailers, and it looks legit, but it's not.
Right.
So you really have to be careful. Check the any links that they give you in that. Check those links. Hover your mouse over it, your cursor over it. Read the URL carefully, because sometimes those URLs, internet addresses, are really close to the real one. It might say Amazon, but be spelled with a zero instead of an O.
Oh yeah,
and things like that, or have Amazon in it somewhere, but it's not legit. You really have to be careful about this. I hate to tell, your audience that you really have to be skeptical and cynical and all those things, but you really do.
But you do.
Especially when you're internet, yeah.
How about with romance, too? Because I know everyone dating online. I know that there's a summer scams related to online dating.
Hmm. Summer is a great time if you're a single person, and sometimes even if you're not, you like to find someone else to be romantic with.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm a married man, happily married. I'm not doing that at all.
Okay.
I'm glad to be out of it. But the fraudsters, and there's some horrendous cases of people losing really all their life savings to people that hook you up into these romance scams. One of the best tools for the romance scam that I've seen is a Google image search.
Hmm.
So often, the site that you're looking at or the app that you're looking at, they'll have a photo of this, handsome looking guy or beautiful looking woman that they've lifted off of some other website. And so do the image search, and you realize, wait a second, that's not the person I'm talking to. That's an actor.
So you can
TV.
You can screenshot their picture and then use Google to search the rest of the internet for something that looks like that picture.
Exactly. And then you find out that that's really not the person that we see here. This has even been done on selling websites, selling dogs and cats, where they will pick up a picture of a cute looking dog off of a pet store ad and say that they're selling this dog, and the dog doesn't exist except in the ad. So Google image search is one of the best tools out there, where the Google engines will compare that image to all the other images, similar images on the website, and show you any that match. So that's a wonderful tool for any of these kind of frauds.
And for people that think that that'll never happen to me, the romance fraud, the FBI reported that romance scams in 2021 cost Americans $1 billion. And that's more than double the year before. So this is an accelerating problem. And it may land you on a really cool reality show if this happens to you, but you're still going to be out of money. So that's no good.
And those numbers are probably very low, because a lot of people are not reporting.
They don't report it. They're embarrassed. Exactly. Yeah. Professor,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wish we could dive into people's psyche of romance and scams more, but we're out of time, my friend.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to do this again, because fraud never sleeps, and I'm always busy with fraud.
Oh, I love when Professor Frog comes on by. Bill Cressy, thanks for joining us, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good talking.